This is Al Fink over here, excuse me, at bnclive.com. We're over here in New Jersey on a rainy Monday afternoon. I got a little different microphone configuration here tonight, so the show may sound a little different. I'm trying a few things. We also had some changes in the show lineup. We were originally going to have a couple of guests. One guest had to postpone, so we're going to fill in. We're going to fill in the first show with recent plays from other open mics. We're also looking to have a call-in open mic. So if you want to talk about your open mic, you just got to call in 917-889-9970. So if you call that in, 917-889-9970, you could talk on the air here with Al Fink Live about your open mic, where it is, what time it is, all about it, the history of it, whatever you want to talk about, as long as it's about open mics or open jams. So come on and give us a call. We'll talk about it. Even if you hear something else playing, you can call in. We'll be watching for callers, and we'll put you through on the show. Again, this is Al Fink over here at bnclive.com. So let me tell you what we have going on here tonight. So tonight, as I said, we're going to have an open mic show, open jam show. People that host open mics and venues are free to call in and talk about their venues. We were told a couple of folks are going to call in and talk about it. Until we get the callers to call in, we'll be playing some pieces from previous open mic shows that we've hosted and recorded and interviewed the people from the open mic and also the venue. So we'll have more of that coming on with us tonight. So tonight we're going to start just to kind of set the mood here. I wanted to play something from a friend of mine, harmonica player, and you can actually listen to, this is going to be Jackie Nealon. Let me see if I can find the music. I just uploaded it. It's only about a two minute piece from Jackie. So stand by a second. We're going to get him up here. Okay. All right. Stand by again. I told you I was using some new stuff tonight, so I have to get kind of my chops here to figure out what's going on with it. So hold on 1 second. We're going to get Jackie Nealon up for you. You know, you can go to bnclive.com to look at our live show schedules and also listen to some of the archives that we have on the archive list up there, so you can listen to that. Okay, and stand by. All right, here we go. Okay, I'll be back in about 4 minutes. I believe this is about a 4 minute little solo here. My friend Jack Nealon, blues harmonica and also singer. Blues band, Jackie Neal's blues band. Here's a little piece by Jackie over the phone. 3 minutes. So here's what I'm going to do. Okay, this is Al Fink here at BNC Live. I'm going to play a short little piece by my pal Jack Nealon, great harmonica player. Played with some of the greats in our time and the time before ours. But here you'll appreciate this if you're into blues harmonica. And I got to remember here, this piece was recorded over an analog telephone line, which, believe it or not, the old analog telephone lines had a very wide bandwidth, so you would not get the clipping on the very high pitch note and the low pitch notes on the recording. So this is actually a very clear, great recording done over an analog telephone line to a live show up to the internet. So, all right, check this out. I'd like to capture more of this great stuff like this and really show the talent of the artist. But here you go, Jackie Nealon. Get him, Jackie. Blow, Daddy, blow. Thank you. Jackie Nealon. Okay, Jackie, my boy, on your harmonica. So, Jackie and I go back a long way. Jackie actually introduced me to the blues back in the late 80s up in the Finger Lakes region in New York, throughout that area, through Rochester, through other endeavors we embarked on together. And worked on together. But anyway, that was Jackie on harmonica. Jackie knows every note, just like it sounds like he went right up and down the scale. Okay, so we encourage anybody that wants to talk about their open mics to call in. I know this was a show that was together very quickly because we had a 8 o'clock cancellation. So at 9 o'clock, we're going to have Phil McKerney to talk about the Greenwood Inn Blues Open Jam. They have that once a week, and Phil will tell us all about that. That's over in Pennsauken, New Jersey, called the Greenwood Inn. That sounds like a fun jam. So Phil will be by at 9. If you want to talk about your open jam now, it doesn't matter where you are in the country. Number's 917-889-9970. We'd love to hear from you. You talk about your jam, no strings attached. Just, keep it civil and on music, and we'll have a great talk about anybody's jams here, no matter what part of the country you're from. Okay, so here's what's going on over here in BNC land. If you go to our homepage, bnclive.com, boynancycharleslive.com, you can actually see the BNC Live show schedule. So tonight we have, at 9 p.m., we have Phil McKerney representing his jams at the Greenwood Inn. They have a blues jam weekly. Next week on Monday, we have Jim Moran and Steve Hester. They'll be coming in 8 o'clock for Jim Moran and 9 p.m. for Steve Hester. Looks like we have a caller calling in here. Let's see who this is. Hey, this is Al Fink. You're live on the air with us. Who's calling?
Hey, Al. Rob DiLorenzo from Glen Rock, New Jersey. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? How did you find out about the show?
I saw your post on Facebook about the open mic and jam hosts and venue owners, so I thought I'd give a call in.
That's great. Boy, that works. Well, thank you for calling. Okay, so are you a venue, or are you the performer?
So a little bit of both. We have an open mic that runs at Rivara's in Fairlawn, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really very unique environment. It's an acoustic open mic. Start every Tuesday night from 8 p.m. is a sign-up, and then the performance starts 8:30 to 12:30. I represent a friend of mine who actually runs it. He couldn't be here tonight, Rich Weiss, of Guilty Pleasures. He's the one who actually runs the event. I co-host it with him when he's not available to help him out with that. But it's a really interesting acoustic mic that, runs from 8:30 to 12:30 every Tuesday. So I thought I'd call in and just talk a little bit about that with you.
That's fantastic. So tell us on how that information has gotten out, to the open mic, interested parties, people that are interested in open mics, and tell us about the folks that, once you get them to come there, tell us about what happens, what goes on there.
Sure. So it's at Rivara's Restaurant, in Maple Ave in Fairlawn, New Jersey. It's a really great restaurant. The food's fantastic there. And they also have a bar right next door to the restaurant, which is called the Owl Pub. So it's kind of Rivara's, the Owl Pub is the venue. I've been going there for about 4 years. Rich has been playing music on the scene with his band Guilty Pleasures now for, well over 10, 15 years. I've been a musician for about 4 or 5 years myself. I was introduced to it through a friend of mine, and the venue kind of works like, you know, it's an acoustic open mic with hand percussion drums, but we encourage active participation from people in attendance. So we put out hand drums and shakers and tambourines, and everybody's invited to play along with the musicians, even to some degree sing along at times. We run, you know, a couple wireless mics and a couple wired mics. And so you'll get a very unique, eclectic span of music from classic rock to pop music, some classical music. We've had people come and perform rap, spoken word, even some comedy once in a while. Very warm and inviting environment. For someone like me who started out without any experience at all, I've been playing since I was 16 but never played out, this environment really gave me the ability to nurture my playing and my ability to perform in front of people over the last 4 years. People are super nice, really talented individuals. There's a lot of stuff up on YouTube and on Facebook, obviously, where you can see different performances, you know, a lot from myself and other people. So you get a variety of musicians that come in there that play electric and stuff that you can't normally play, you know, in a bar situation, you know, because they're looking for top 40 type of, you know, hits or the latest greatest, where you can actually try and do a lot of unique stuff, you know, different versions of covers.
Do you find that people are doing a lot of originals as well? They're mixing in their original music and
yeah,
trying to sell their CDs and stuff at these gatherings?
Yeah. I've actually introduced a few musicians that only play originals, Morgan Trenny being one of them. She's phenomenal, T-R-E-N-I. She does a unique blend of kind of jazz and Broadway-type music. She's a piano player. I think she might play guitar as well, but I've only seen her play and sing, you know, with the piano. But, yeah, so we've gotten a lot of people that do interspersed originals in there. You get 3 songs a night usually unless we're really busy. We'll cut it down to 2 songs per person and let people get back up if there's more time. But we keep a steady musician count of roughly 20 to 30 performers a night, which is incredible for an
that,
4 years.
That is amazing. That is amazing. And that's on a Tuesday evening, correct, at 7:30? That's when everybody starts coming in to sign in and things like that?
Yeah, I mean, we say that the sign-up is 8 p.m. Rich is usually there, or myself, between 7:30 and 8 o'clock. We'll put the sign-up list, and then we start at 8:30, and it's supposed to finish at 12:30. I mean, we've stayed there till 1, 1:30, quarter to 2 o'clock in the morning to make sure everybody got their opportunity to play.
Let me ask you, have bands formed because of the open mics? I know some, you know, people are always meeting at open mics. A lot of times people form bands. Have you seen that happen at with the open mics that you've been involved in?
I have. And that, you know, Alex, a really great point. I actually play now in a band called Thunderstruck, which evolved out of me going to these open mics, meeting other musicians, developing to the point where people were asking me to come and play at other open mics or electric open mics where there was a full band and, you know, wanting to collaborate with me, which was amazing, coming from a point where I was a bedroom musician my entire life and, you know, getting the opportunity to actually play with other people and then actually play electric. I met a gentleman, Nick Mazzarella, who was playing in the band. He's played in other bands. It just so happened that the band he was in, they lost their rhythm guitar player. He moved on to other things and created an opportunity for me. And now I play in one of the most successful bands on the East Coast.
That's fantastic. So there's a story right there where you know, it's getting out and meeting people and networking, just like any other business. So how do you handle, is music your full-time endeavor? Or do you have other, do you do other technical work, or you have other jobs besides music?
You ask great questions, Al. So I'm actually a licensed electrician, and I also work in IT. You know, I do the what kind of nights on the side, and I'm an IT professional. So, you know, my last job was with Verizon. I'm in the process of interviewing now with Amazon and Google and a couple other large companies to take my next position. So music for me is not a full-time, you know, hobby, so I don't rely on the income from music, but I'm really thankful to, one, be able to earn some income for, you know, for the entertainment that we do produce. And, you know, particularly my band, Rich's band, we are high energy, you know, we put a lot of energy and effort into the product that we developed, you know, just from a stage presence perspective. But also, you know, being an electrician, you know, my other friend that plays, he's a plumber. This guy does air conditioning and refrigeration. So one of the open micers that comes, he ends up doing my air conditioning system in my house. Another gentleman, he's a contractor, general contractor. So we've developed an ecosystem and a partnership, a network of not only musicians, but of actually people that can help each other, which is what's really, you know, appealing to me about the open mic. I get all the time, I have friends go, why do you waste your time in open mics? And there's a place and time for those things. They don't belong on a Friday and Saturday night, in my opinion, Al. I don't think that, you know, bars and restaurants, we need to revive the live music scene. I don't think it's fair that, you know, we pay someone a very small amount of money and have musicians show up for free to drive revenue to business. I think that people need to consume and start paying for live music like we used to pay for it to some degree and support the local music scene. But the open mics during the week, like on a Monday through, you know, Sunday or Monday through Thursday, when those aren't real nights when people go out and, you know, Friday and Saturday nights are always traditionally the nights when people go out and actually consume, you know, entertainment.
Well said. Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, there's a lot of shows that go on. There's a lot of music choice for people. You know, this there's a lot of competition for people's time. So you're right. You know, you don't want to, you know, go try to do open mics and stuff on Friday and Saturdays when bands need to get paid to do their work. And there's enough competition already. But the open mics are just kind of like you're out there meeting people, making networking, and you know, learning different ways to play and different styles and stage presence from some of your folks that are, you know, doing the same thing you're trying to do, which is really a kind of neat networking environment.
There's an incredible amount of local talent in the North Jersey area and obviously throughout the country. You know, I travel a lot with my job, and I find that, you know, when I go out, you know, I'm looking for open mics in Denver and Atlanta and Chicago and St. Louis, and anywhere I go, and I bring a guitar with me, and just the confidence that the open mic gave me of being able to play. I mean, now I'm working on vocals, right? So I'm starting to learn to sing and play at the same time, right? And sing independently, you know, where last couple of years I've just been playing for various singers. So at our open mic specifically, we get a variety of people that come in that don't actually play an instrument. They only sing. Or they've never sang before, but they sang at karaoke and they want to give it a try in a live environment.
Do you have a total back line over there for a person that wants to come in, you know, with that in mind, just coming in and singing?
Not on Tuesday. On Sunday night, they have a full back line open mic. So on Sunday night is an electric open mic with full back line and a house band. So you could come in as an individual contributor or bring your whole band in and do two or three songs on a Sunday night, electric or acoustic. But Tuesday night is strictly acoustic, you know, instruments, guitars. We'll have some people come in with a bass and they can plug in with the bass, but we limit the drums and so forth to, you know, hand drums.
Gotcha. Yeah, that makes it quite a bit easier, you know, to have a Tuesday. It's easier with a smaller setup, you know, to get people to come in and perform just a guitar and a little amp.
Well, you know what else? No amplifier, too. We plug direct right into the PA, so we don't even use amplifiers on Tuesday night. It's actually all just driven through the PA. And what that creates, Al, which is a unique experience, is that you're not actually able to, you know, hide your mistakes behind a band. When it's just you and a vocalist or you alone, right, you singing and playing, you're quite naked out there, right? And it really does improve your ability to play. From a timing perspective, dynamics and crescendo of the performance, all that comes into play. I mean, you can't, you know, there's no distortion. There's no amplifier. You just have a PA system for vocals and the guitar goes right into the PA.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, a lot of times, I don't know about you, but I've been to larger concerts and stuff with national acts. And sometimes I remember going there and listening to the band and they actually sound nothing like they did, you know, performing, you know, out of a studio with on a record. But with the learning to do music in front of an audience and getting the feedback as an audience performer before a studio performer, I think it brings a lot to your musical talent when you learn it that way. right? And the open mic actually kind of gives you that experience where you're in front of an audience instead of a microphone in a studio first.
Absolutely.
Does that make sense?
It does, yeah. We've, you know, because of the, you know, you have to arrange the music. I mean, some of the stuff is written with lots of layers and you know, harmonies and so forth, you know, what you do in a studio or what you hear. You know, I've done, because I play with so many varied singers, and I've become kind of like the default guitar player now, which is really great. You know, like that kind of manifested over the years where I play for, you know, most of the people that don't have a guitar player. So I've done, you know, everything from country music to we've done covers of Pink. We've done covers of, you know, stuff from the 80s, like, you know, Black Coffee in Bed, you know, and
Squeeze,
right, exactly. I've done Trans-Siberian Orchestra acoustic, Canon Rock, and some of the other songs that they do. So I've had to learn to adapt my playing style around having one or maybe two vocalists, you know, singing harmonies and carrying, you know, what would essentially be an entire band of music, you know, playing more percussively with my right hand. To carry the rhythm of the song, you know, if there's nobody playing, you know, like a cajon in the audience or bongos or a tambourine, keeping some sort of a beat. Baker Street, we had one guy that comes there on a regular basis. He plays saxophone, so sometimes we get a saxophone in there. I'm one for pulling as many musicians together and creating almost like a little band on the fly with no rehearsals, mind you. So this is all done live on the spot. Most of us do very little planning other than, hey, next week you want to try this song, and we all learn our parts individually, and then we come and give it a try.
That's
and
very cool.
I've seen some just amazing, stunning performances come from some of these people who never played together before. Very little collaboration. Oh, I know that song. I know it. Let's give it a try. And incredible versions of music that come as a result of doing it. And it's acoustic. There's no distortion. No drums, no keys, no in the whole song.
So let me ask you this. You know, I talk to a lot of musicians, and a lot of musicians I talk to over and over again. I become, you know, kind of buddies with them. You know, we talk on the phone. We say, hey, what, how does this? What about this? And what about that? Do you think people would like to hear this subject matter? Or, you know, if we present the song after we do this or before, we get their feedback. And during one of the conversations, I asked, you know, because you get asked to listen to a lot of music, and it's unfortunate you can't listen to everything, and not on everybody's timetable, which is right away because they want you to listen, but you can't always get to listen to everything as soon as people send it. There's just so much. But anyway, I finally get to listen to this young lady that another musician was telling me about, and it's like, man, this woman is fantastic. I was listening a CD in my car on my way to my day job, and listening to this CD, and I had to pull over. This lady was singing really beautiful, touching, you know, music. Okay, and so I say to my friend, I get him on the phone a day later or so. I said, "How come this person's not discovered?" He goes to me, "By who?" Like, there's no. You know, like there's nobody going out looking to find people. And he says, this is all done on YouTube. You know, you need 1 million, you need 2 million, you need 3 million people, you know, liking and following you because of your work. That's how you get discovered these days. Is that how you find it? Is that the story from the open mic when people come, musicians come and they talk about, man, I almost got this and I was... You know, it's almost like getting a job at first base. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about? You hear a lot of that?
Yeah. You know, we're a tight community. A lot of these guys have a lot of ties back into the music business from years ago or currently. It's really hard now to make money in music. You know, there's no place to play any longer. You know, you've got small bars and restaurants. No, you know, the days of the Dexters or, you know, Mothers, you know, FM Station for those even going back before Mothers. The big venues with the big stages where, you know, bands can make a couple dollars in a night because 100, 150, 200 people showed up to see either cover music or live music, even if they didn't know it. You know, that's gone. The younger generation, you know, as a result of the internet and and video games, and, you know, there's more impetus to stay home than go out and spend money. You know, we spent our paychecks on live entertainment because we didn't have the distractions of smartphones, and I'm not complaining about it. You know, I mean, it is what it is, but there's definitely an evolution that took place as a result of technology that's hurt the music business. You know, you could say the Napster thing, you know, made music readily available, and now people have an attention span of, you know, 30 seconds. So if it doesn't catch their ear right away, you know, they're less likely to, you know, buy an album when you can just buy the song you like.
Yeah, absolutely. Plus, how do you do you see a lot of new people every week when you have every Tuesday, or do you have a lot of regulars coming and then like a stable crowd, and then they bring in new people that bring in new people the next time because they came prior, you know, with somebody else. How is that progressing?
Another great question. So yeah, we do get a lot of new performers as a result of some of the marketing efforts. So, you know, the Facebook and, you know, right now there's an insurgence of open mics everywhere. So you can find one almost every night of the week in North Jersey now, because I think that, you know, the venue community is going, hey, I could pay one guy $100 for the night and I'm going to get a bunch of musicians who still need to get out there and get their craft out there, whether it be playing covers or playing originals, right? Either way, as a musician, I got to get it out of me, right? It's a poison. I got to go out and play, and I got to produce something. You know, no matter how tired I am, I got to get up at 7 a.m. for work, I'm still out at 12, 1, 2 in the morning performing because I enjoy it. It's a passion. So, you know, the venues are kind of, you know, except for the weekends, taking advantage during the week. There's no cost for a patron to come in and watch the music. And then you got to rely on the word of mouth spreading to get more musicians to show up. We do get a steady influx of new musicians through word of mouth because of the family-like environment that we create with the musicians. It's unique to any other open mic in the area that I've ever attended, where you instantly walk in and feel like you're part of the family. And I encourage you, Al, if you have some free time, to stop in one Tuesday night and see exactly what I'm talking about. It's infectious. You know, you want to come back every Tuesday because whether you're watching or playing, because you feel included. You're not just somebody sitting out there watching the other musicians. You actually feel like a part of it. Rich and I go out of our way to make sure that everybody that we don't recognize a face to, that we walk up and introduce ourselves, say hello, how are you, what brought you here, how'd you hear about it, are you playing tonight? And if they're not, do you sing, do you play an instrument, borrow my guitar, would you like to try and sing tonight? Rob will play for you, I'll play for you. You know, we create that environment that's safe, that even if you make a mistake, people are going to help cheer you on. They're going to help, you know, give you constructive criticism to make you better. And you want to come back the next week to try again and try harder.
That's fantastic. That's exactly what the music community does pretty much throughout the, you know, the United States and throughout the world. It really builds camaraderie, it builds leadership, and wanting to share the craft and bring young folks into it. So sounds like a fantastic time. Tell you what, we've said a whole lot of stuff, but we've given you very little credit. So why don't you do this? Why don't you introduce yourself again, introduce the venues that you play in and the bands that you play in, and feel free to give any thank yous to any members that we've missed tonight. You know, and tell us about maybe some of the members that play with you, and then we can bid you good night. But, you know, take your time. You don't need to rush. That was a mouthful there.
Sure. Well, the venue for Tuesday night, my primary venue for open mics is Rivara's. Again, in Fairlawn, New Jersey, the address is 6-18 Maple Ave in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Every Tuesday night, we're there for an acoustic open mic. Sign-up's at 8 o'clock, and the open mic runs from typically 8:30 to 12:30, and we try to make sure that everybody gets up, whether you get three songs or two songs, depends on how many people show up for the open mic. It's a very inclusive, safe environment, so if you're just starting out, it's a great venue to get your chops built up and get out there and overcome the fear of performing in front of people. And if you're a seasoned musician, it's a great place to try new material, to try your hand at originals or just to meet other musicians and collaborate. There's lots of people that show up to these things that are really great singers that are looking for an opportunity or a band. So if you're in need of a singer or a piano player or a rhythm or a lead guitar player, you'll find it there. And then again on Sunday night at Rivara's, we do a electric open mic, which again runs from 8:30 to 12:30 with an 8 p.m. sign up. And that has a full back line with a house band. So you could either sit in as a musician or you can bring your entire band there if you want to showcase your talents. A lot of bands show up there just to, you know, try out, you know, new material in front of a live audience they've worked on in the studio or practice arena. Or they're coming there, you know, to show off their ability to perform, and they invite other, you know, bar, you know, venues to come see them there, or they're trying out for the venue at that location. Rivara's does have live music on Saturday nights and acoustic, and they do karaoke on Friday nights. They have a comedy night on Wednesday night. So Rivara's is quickly becoming one of the local North Jersey locations that actually still presents, you know, and provides reasonable compensation for musicians based on performance. Myself, I play rhythm guitar in a band called Thunderstruck. Our website is www.thunderstruckny.com. We'll actually be replaying Rivera's on the 19th. We just finished up an incredible gig on Vista Yacht Cruises where we played on a cruise ship for about 150 people for $40 a head. That included dinner, the three-hour boat ride, and the entertainment, which was an incredible opportunity. So we do a lot of unique events we're doing on the 19th. It's most likely going to be a charity-driven event for an animal shelter, a local animal shelter that we're working with. You'll have an option for a percentage off dinner if you come and buy a ticket to the show for $5. And then you'll also be given 15-20% off of dinner. We're still working all the details out. So just go to the website for information on that.
That's great. So the name of I'm sorry.
I was going to say, check out Morgan Trenny or Rich Weiss, Guilty Pleasures. His show is just incredible. It's really great musicians. The Detonators, another great, really great band that's local North Jersey. Jen Bialy, Sean Amok are the guitar and singers in that band. They also do an acoustic show that I do with them once in a while called Skeleton Keys. Again, that was a collaboration that came out of the open mic.
The Detonators?
The Detonators, correct.
Yeah, I believe they're going to be on in a couple of weeks with me.
There you go. So Jen is a regular on Tuesday nights. Her and I perform together on a regular basis on Tuesday. I consider us the king and queen of Rivara's on Tuesday night. I love performing with her. She's an incredible, amazing singer. We've done some really great collaborations, you know, that are up on Facebook and some of them are up on YouTube. She's just a phenomenal singer. Sean's an incredible guitar player.
Tell us the names of the open jam on the open mic hosts. That would be you, correct? Tell us your name and your co-hosts.
So the open mic at Rivara's is run by Rich Weiss, W-E-I-S-S. He has a band called Guilty Pleasures. You can find them at guiltypleasures.com. And my name is Robert DiLorenzo. I co-host with him and cover when he's not available.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, Robert, this was a fabulous time. This is exactly what we wanted to have happen. You know, it's funny because we had, you know, we do one show we run live Monday. Every Monday night. And, you know, on occasion you get postponements or cancellations. And we had one tonight. So I said, you know, one of the things that I wanted to do is I hate to play just, you know, archives the whole show. So let me see if I can get people to call and talk about their open mic. And then we get to meet new people like we did with you guys tonight. I appreciate you calling. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'd love to get back with you, you know, about this this venue on the 19th, if there's any availability. Just to help promote that event, because it's going to be really great for the animal shelter.
You know what? Why don't you send me information on it on email, fink@bnclive.com, and then we could set up. So it's on the 19th. What day of the week is that?
That's a Saturday night.
Saturday night. Let's take a look real quick.
Is that at livebnc.com?
Yes, fink@bnclive.com. Yeah, we have a we have a show. We do do special shows on Saturdays. We have a show at 8 p.m. from this thing called the Twang Stock. But, you know, I can go between. People there with telephones that would call into the show and tell us what's going on at the, you know, at the appearance that you're making. That would be good promotion for what you're doing. That would be kind of like a dooring thing. And then, you know, prior to the show, I could send out tweets, you know, to our Twitter accounts.
That'd be great. Do you have any ability on the 14th, or maybe I'll just converse with you over email and not take up time on your show here for this.
Is it on the 14th or the 19th?
It's on the 19th, but I'd love to get, you know, just, you know, some promotion out on the 14th for the 19th event.
The 14th is what, a Monday? That's next week.
Right.
You can come on for a little while and talk about it.
That'd be fantastic. I'd really appreciate it. By then I'll have all the details ironed out and,
okay,
you know, talk about, you know, the charity-based events that, you know, my band supports. We actually, you know, again, we all own businesses. So, you know, music for us is entertainment purposes. And, you know, we try to help out the community as best we can.
Okay. Just send me a little short little blurb. Well, you know, put you on for 5 or 6 minutes. You can do a little blurb. How's that?
That'd be great. I'd really appreciate that. There's opportunity.
Okay. Yeah, we have on the 14th we have a live show from between 8 to 10. So we can put it in there during that show. Plus, it'll be on the archive.
That'd be great.
All right.
Al, have a great evening, and thanks for supporting live music. It means a lot.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay, Rob. Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
All right. You too. Okay, everybody. So here we go. We had a caller in from Rivera's up in North Jersey. Rob called in, and he was telling us all about what goes on up there at Rivera's and what they're doing with local music up in North Jersey. And it's just, you know, open mics and open jams really get the music scene churning. You got to get some people meeting other people, and they make plans to do things, whether it's another gig or another band, or just to help the community, like you heard Rob talking about. All musicians do that. They lend a hand. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the upcoming show schedules. I'm a little hoarse tonight, so you got to bear with me. Next week we have Jim Moran coming on and Steve Hester. That's on the 14th between 8 and 10 o'clock p.m., our normal Monday night show. And then on Saturday the 19th, we have live from Twang Stock, Marbles Mahoney. And possibly we could have a couple of other call-outs or call-ins on that day. In-betweens from the Twang Stock, we're going to have people calling in from their cell phones that are actually on the scene and maybe talk to some musicians and some fans to see how things are going out there. And then on the 21st, we have another Monday night show with Bruce Barbini. You'll like that interview. We're talking about meeting musicians through other musicians and networking. I met Bruce through Tony DeSanta from Tony's Music Room. Probably see that all the time on Facebook, Tony's Music Room. Check that out. You'll like that. He comes up with a lot of music history. You know, we like to do history over here. Tony comes up with some real history from a lot of talent when different things happened on different days. It's very interesting. Check it out. Tony DeSanta's Music Room. We met Bruce Barbini. We got a little off track. So Bruce Barbini will be in at 8 p.m. on the 21st, and 9 p.m. we'll have Joseph Fram. We're going to bring in a little bit of jazz with the Framework Acoustic Jazz Ensemble. That should be fun. And then on the 24th, I'm going to be with Billy Martin and Acoustic Martin and Company, as well as a couple of other bands out of Chickie and Pete's in Philly over there on Roosevelt Boulevard. So come on over there at 8 p.m. on the 24th of August. Al Fink will be out there with Acoustic Martin, my buddy Billy Martin. Let's see, what else we have here? The 28th, the Rock Goddess is coming back. Well, for a show at least. You remember the Rock Goddess? She was on with us quite a bit in 2015. And she's moved on to more of a direct influence on the Rock Goddess radio show on the name of her station. name of her station is, I'm sorry, I forget. But it'll come up again. She'll be able to talk all about it on the 20th. So Dawn Dyer, the rock goddess, will be back. On the 19th of September, I have a lot of open dates in between there, but on the 19th of September, we have the Detonators coming on. We just talked about the Detonators. I think it's probably the same band. They're from North Jersey. Met them through Jimmy Juke, Giamella. Probably butchered his name again, but anyway. Hey, listen to our archives. Go down on the bnclive.com homepage, and if you log in on through a computer, you'll see the show archives on there. You'll see it's down about in the middle of the page. If you log in on from your smartphone, there's a link that'll bring you over to the archives, and it's smartphone friendly. So there's, right now, I think there's about 91 archives up there. I had a real cool one put up there. It was too short. Mixcloud didn't like it. But anyway, you can also hear a lot of our archives that are just rolling and rolling and rolling when you get into bnclive.com or livemusiconmainstreet.com. It goes to the same place. So join one of our appropriate Twitter feeds. If you look on the front of this page here of the show schedule, you'll see all the Twitter feeds on the left-hand side. Facebook, I started putting some of the Facebook feeds in there, but there's so many of those different music groups. I wanted to get the database in order. I have a really good database of the music groups we're in. I just need to do the interface just a little bit better rather than having a whole bunch of links. So we're going to take care of that. Excuse me. All right, so that's kind of what's going on. I mean, there's a lot of shows, a lot of music artists that we want to have on. At 9 p.m. tonight, we're going to have Phil McKerney to talk about the Greenwood In Blues open mic. They're Pensauken. They're going to come on with us, scheduled guest, to talk about it. So Phil will be here in a little bit. We'll get him on. Hey, listen, what I'm going to do now, so I don't lose all my voice completely, is I'm going to play a little piece. Goes on for about 10, 12 minutes. I interviewed the folks from, oh my, I forget the name of the interview. Forgive me. All right, well, we'll say it right in the interview. Plus, I'll come back and I'll give them the credit after that, too. All right, so here you go. Listen to this interview. It's from an open mic. It's in Raritan, Somerville area, right over there in, all right, here, listen to this. I'll stop babbling. I'll be back. Al Fink, bnclive.com.
Hey, this is Al Fink.
Al, how's it going?
Good, good. How are you?
Doing well, my friend. Doing well.
Good. Who's on with us?
Pardon? I have Jelaine. Jules is on with us. Jules is the owner of the Westbrook.
Okay.
Her and I are partners in the Wednesday night open mic that we do every week at the Westbrook.
Okay.
I think she just popped on. Jules.
Okay, so what's the last four digits of your phone number? 0457?
0457, that is correct.
Okay, and then Elaine, I think, is on the other line. So I'm going to liven up her mic. Does she want to say hello, Elaine?
Sure. Jules, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me, Mark?
Yep. Jules,
oh, hi,
Al.
How you doing?
From Bands and Clubs.
Good
stuff. We promote every week on his site for the open mic every week. And Al's a pretty good guy. He's real supportive of the scene. So
nice.
He asked us to join us tonight and to talk about local music.
Yeah, that sounds good. Thanks, Al.
That's all. You're very welcome. So, Mark, you want to tell us a little bit about how open mic gets started and how people can register and stuff for it?
We've been running the open mic at the Westbrook for about 6 years now. It's every Wednesday night from 8 p.m. till 11. you know, you could just come by the Westbrook. It's on 525 Talmadge Road, right in Bound Brook. We're like about a block or so away from the Somerset Patriots baseball stadium. We promote it online. There's a Facebook page for the Westbrook. You
right.
can just look up the Westbrook and give the page a like, and you'll see the upcoming events. And, you know, we do a little event page every week, and you could, you know, contact us through there. Our phone numbers are on there as well as, you know, contacting us through Facebook. We promote that, you know, on bands and clubs as well. We promote that on Open Mic New Jersey and all the, you know, open mic sites that are online as well as on Facebook and Twitter.
Okay. And then the artists that come and play every week, are they different artists every week, or you have a lot of the same crew coming back? And
what's really cool about the open mic that we have is that we have some regulars that they come in every week, every 2 weeks. But then we get new people that come in, and it's, you know, the pool is constantly being refreshed. And, you know, it's more than just, you know, getting up and playing a couple songs. You know, we really encourage everybody that comes to the open mic to get to know each other, to network, and to, you know, actually collaborate a little bit. At the end of the open mic, we kind of do a little bit of a jam, you know, depending on time and how many people are there. But we always get a good crowd, and we always make sure that everybody gets their chance to play. And we're very, very supportive, especially if people that are, you know, just picking up the guitar or, you know, haven't really played a lot publicly. We're very supportive in terms of, you know, the first time you've been in front of people. You know, you're going to have a good experience, you know, with the crew at the Westbrook. And, you know, in addition to the music, you know, the food at the Westbrook is top notch. So, you know, you get a good meal, you get a chance to play a few songs. It's a good experience. You make a couple friends. Yes.
And Mark is a great host. I mean, he's really welcoming, and he's, you know, supportive, and, you know, makes everybody feel comfortable. So it's nice. It's really nice. You do a good job, Mark.
Thanks, Jules. I have a great partner.
Yeah, thanks.
And Mark, have you seen the formations of bands coming from, you know, people meeting up at the jams that you run?
Yes, we have several projects that have met. One of the projects, Strawberry Moon, they actually formed right at our open mic, and they've been performing, you know, quite extensively out like in New Hope and, you know, in the Somerset area. There's also Stephanie Chin and Kristen Blum. They play together. I know they were doing something out at Havana's last weekend. We also have the Banshee Brothers, who are playing quite a bit down the shore. And I know they've been playing a couple gigs over at like Molly Maguire's as well as the Westbrook. So we have quite, and that's just off the top of my head, but those are just, you know, three groups that have like come out of the open mic that we've been doing at the Westbrook. So it's kind of exciting to see. Absolutely.
These events are definitely incubators.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes we get
sound people that come into the open mic, and sometimes we get photographers that come into the open mic as well. So again, in terms of networking, you know, it's not just musicians, it's other people that are involved in the field. You know, there's been actually a couple promoters that have popped in that, you know, they're looking for talent, and it's amazing the people that come in, how, I don't know what it is, but we just get extremely talented people that come into our open mic, and it's always a pleasure.
That's fantastic. I like meeting new people, and this brings so much new opportunity into the mix when you have that much talent.
Oh yeah, challenge with the music scene today is that there has to be a place where it starts, and you know, whether it's a local record store or it's a venue, there has to be a place where all of this starts, where everybody comes together. And you know, Jules has done a great job of providing a place that that's friendly, it's nurturing, it's comfortable for people to come to and do this sort of thing. So,
mm-hmm. how do you attract? So when you try to bring in other folks other than musicians to actually hear this work going on as well, you know, the entertainment going on as well. How do you stay in touch with customers? How do you keep bringing them back?
We promote like crazy. You know, again, we promote on all social media, and uh-huh. You know, whether it be Twitter, whether it be Facebook, whether it's Instagram, everything, we're on all of that. We're on all of the Open Mic websites. And what mm-hmm. what really helps us is word of mouth. There's nothing more powerful than, you know, somebody who, you know, has a good experience at the open mic, and, you know, obviously they tell two friends, and you know, it kind of snowballs.
And there's also entertainment at the Westbrook over on the weekend as well. You have live bands, and then you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Let's look at that plug. Absolutely. Jules, do you want to talk about
yeah.
this? Do you want me to do this?
Yeah. We've been doing live music every Saturday night for the past probably 6-7 years, usually about 8:30. And, yeah, we have just a variety. Sometimes we have solo artists. Sometimes we have a full band. Sometimes we do it outside on our patio. And sometimes we have a collaboration of a bunch of bands together. Mark and I did the ALS benefit where we had bands all day long.
Yeah.
We did this past year on a Saturday, all day, all night, raised over $5,000 for ALS. We have music definitely every Saturday. Occasionally, we have it on Sundays. Like this past Sunday, we had a kids band, and they all got up there from 2 to 5, and they just they played. But yeah, I'm real supportive of live music, and so is Mark. So, yeah. This weekend
Jules brings in some heavy hitters too. I mean, Christine Marducci,
All right, this is Al Fink here at BNCLive.com. I'm back with you live. All right, so we're going to bring on our next guest in about a minute or so. Our next guest is going to be Phil McKerney from Greenwood Inn, Open Mic Blues Jam down in Pensauk in New Jersey. He's going to tell us all about the jam. So stand by 1 second, and I'm going to bring him on. Let's turn on his microphone. Hi, Phil. Is that you?
Hey, it's me, Al. How are you tonight?
Oh, good. Good. Thank you for calling. Thanks for being with us.
Not a problem at all. My pleasure.
Okay. So I found you on the Facebook. That's how I learned about your open blues jam over there at the Greenwood Inn. So far, I'm correct. You are that gentleman that host it?
I am that gentleman. I wouldn't go gentleman, but I am that guy.
Okay. There you go. So why don't you, since we're embarking up the right, you tell us about the jam at the Greenwood.
Well, it's 5 years young at this point in time. We'll be coming up on our 5th anniversary in November, which is, you know, another excuse to have a giant hoo-ha party. And we do that every year, T-shirts, the whole 9 yards. But it's been a labor of love, and we have a very good jam at this point in time with absolutely wonderful players, but more importantly, the people. You know, you walk into the place, you walk out of there with a friend, and it's been that way since we started, and it's just a remarkable chemistry from my house band right on down. It's just a tremendous environment, and I really owe the success of the jam to the people that come on a weekly basis, and more importantly, to the house band. I mean, these guys, they've been with us for 5 years, and, you know, no changes other than one small one. You know, it's just, it's been a spectacular run.
The, what's the name of the house band?
We went on a limb. We stayed up all night thinking of this when it's the house band. Okay.
Okay. That's right. So, sorry. Is it the same players every week?
Oh, yeah. We have, well, I'll give you an example. Our lead guitar on the house band is a gentleman by the name of Tim Gleason, who spent probably 2 decades as the lead guitarist for Sister Sledge, if you remember those guys, or those girls.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, yeah, we have Larry Baltimore on bass. We have Russ Massimino, you know, behind the kit. And those guys, if you think back, if you're a big blues fan, people in the region will remember years ago the Floyd Hunter Band. And these were two-fifths of the Floyd Hunter Band. So, you know, everybody's got some pedigree, but it's just – and that's what makes the jam work. People want to come in and play with the house band, play around the house band. And, you know, we run it pretty simply. I mean, you know, when you wander in, you have you sign in. Okay, we offer a full back line. So you know, if you want to bring your own amp, you're certainly more than willing. You know, more than allowed to. But most of the time, guys just come in and plug in and go through our system, and it's been great. You know, they just it's wonderful. I mean, it's a quick thing. You get 3 songs or 15 minutes, whichever comes first. If it's a late night, there's a chance you're going to get up a second time. But our credo is that, you know, if you sign the list, you will play. No questions about it.
That's on Wednesday night. Starts at 8
p.m. Yeah, it's Wednesday nights. We go from 8 until midnight. The sign-in sheet goes up at goes out at around 7. And we spend actually most of the time while the sign-up sheet is out and the guys are setting up, we spend most of the time just saying hello and walking around and socializing with the people that are showing up to play and or sit and listen.
So you've been, this is coming up on your 5-year anniversary of doing this jam. What has changed in that time, from the time when you first started? How has the scene changed? Has it gotten better? Has it gotten different? What's going on with it?
Well, we're remarkably consistent in terms of not a lot has changed. You know, our food menu has changed. That's basically it. The you know, the players that are coming in, you know, we have the same ones that we started with, believe it or not, to continue to come. And we add to it every week, but obviously everybody isn't there every week, so we have remarkably consistent weeks with different faces and the same faces, if you can understand what I'm saying when I say it that way. But, yeah, and the music. I mean, listen, everybody isn't a Grammy Award-winning artist, okay? But the fact of the matter is everybody gets respect. And, you know, from the newest player to the oldest player. You know, everybody gets that level of respect, and that's what makes it work.
Have you found a level of, you know, new bands being created and new acts being created because of some of the open jams that you've done?
Oh, you would be amazed, okay, at the number of people that have hooked up because they met at the jam that have, you know, and they run their own bands through, and then I've even booked some of the bands. You know, that have come through. We even do the house band once a year on a Saturday night. You know, and bring it in, and that sells pretty well. I mean, it's just, but yeah, it's an amazingly supportive group of people, and you know, it's just amazing to watch. You know, the players and as they grow, you know, and you know, we have you know, a running joke. You know, one guy. I remember when you were terrible. You know, and these guys just, you know, and these guys, and they know it, and they have a blast. But, yeah, the evolution of the players is really fun to watch. You know, you watch these guys. We have one kid that comes in with his parents, you know, every week. You know, he's just turned 17 years old. He's up at Berkeley for the summer, you know, the Berkeley Music School. And he is just a phenomenal young player. I mean, to see a 17-year-old come in and do Roy Buchanan licks, unbelievable. You know, Roy Buchanan, one of the, you know, some of the toughest stuff out there to play. And the kid does it well. You know, Jonathan Hay, you know, he's just an incredible kid.
Do you find the want and the almost need for musicians to teach new musicians? I always see it being passed on. Do you see that also all the time?
Absolutely. You know, we have, you know, two players that come in that are just, all of our players are great, but we have two guys that are, you know, obviously Tim Gleason, our, the guy that runs our house band. You know, as I said, you know, with his background, he's a phenomenal, and he's a guitar teacher as well. And then we have, you know, Don Evans is in all the time, and Don is a, you know, he's a close personal friend of mine, but more importantly, you know, Don is, Don's a guy that cut his teeth. He played with Billy Joel for the first several albums. He was his lead guitarist. You know, he's credited. And, you know, he's in. And he's just phenomenal. But to watch the time that they take with players that are not, you know, obviously the same caliber, and watch them bring them along. For instance, when they're playing with them, you will never see one of these real pros, you know, basically confront a guy that messed up. Okay? They'll just step in with them and lead them right back to where they should have been and then go back to playing rhythm. I mean, it's just a phenomenal thing to watch.
That's cool. So have you been in music since you from childhood or from high school bands?
I played piano for 18 years. Unfortunately, I played rugby for a longer period than that. And my fingers won't touch the keys, okay? I have an ear for the music. I have a love for the music. But I can't make my fingers work to hammer out the 88s at all anymore. So, but it's but I'm there every week, and I understand it. I'm a huge fan, and I'm probably more than a fan. I mean, I understand the music, I read the music. So, but lifelong musician, no. I'm now a wannabe musician. I had my shot, and I decided to play rugby. So call me the idiot, you know.
So is the blue, is it strictly a blues jam on Wednesdays, or?
Well, no, we do just primarily blues, okay. But
okay.
Yeah, every once in a while something will sneak in, and we'll have the occasional guy that wants to come in and prove that he's Jimi Hendrix, and we'll let him run, you know, and we'll give him that respect in that measure. You know, the only time they'll ever do anything, we've never actually cut anybody, to be very honest with you. You know, we'll just, you know, give them the respect and let them go. But they know when they've crossed the line. So, but do we let them? Yeah, sure, we play rock all the time. Yeah, you know, a little bit here and a little bit there. And especially in the late, you know, as you get later in the evening, if you have a lighter night and you have some a little bit of time to kill, you let the guys just go. Let the guys go free. You know, what do you want to play? You know, and obviously at every jam you hear the word being shouted. You know, what's everybody's favorite song to shout? Freebird. You know. And but it's always out there.
Does the Greenwood Inn have entertainment other nights of the week?
Oh yeah, we do. Well, obviously we do the DJ thing. Okay, we do karaoke night. You know, we do bands once a month on Saturdays. Okay, we'll bring in live acts on Saturdays for that, and they tend to be a mix of rock and blues. The bands that we bring in.
So,
but I'll give you an example. Some of the guys we've had, I mean, I don't know if you have the band names, but, you know, obviously we've had the Don Evans band. We've had Fuzzy Paradise. We've had, you know, Mr. Lucky, Blue Jay Slim and the Tone Blasters, you know, some phenomenal acts, great acts. We have a national touring fellow by the name of Patrick McLaughlin out of Ohio that's been in a couple of times, and this guy's a phenomenal player as well.
That's nice. Now, do you have is there one season or two seasons that are better for business in the Pensauken area, like the Jersey Shore, obviously?
Oh, yeah, it kills us.
Summer is better. How do the seasons go in that area for the...
Well, your fall and winter, you know, fall, winter, and spring are there are dominant seasons. In the summertime, we have... you know, people take the, you know, they have vacations, they have the, you know, and our age is mature, and so they, you know, their kids are of age, they're taking vacations, they're in school, we have graduations, baptisms, you know, so, you know, the early summer through the summer is, you know, quieter than the rest of the year, but I can't really say that we have a tremendous slowdown. You just notice faces that aren't there, and then they wander back in the fall.
Gotcha. So is music what you do for your career? Do you have other careers that work, you know, together to present, you know, your what you do for a living? I mean, do you do different things?
Oh yeah, well currently I'm in the construction equipment business during the day, and you know I I'm engaged in the business of buying and selling and renting, you know, lift equipment, which would be, you know, scissor lifts that you see around on construction sites, dirt equipment, bulldozers, you know, graders, motor graders, you know, things of that ilk. But that's my profession. Okay. And my wife actually, you know, God bless her, runs the bar. And, you know, she's the, she owns the bar and all that. I married into this one a number of years ago. And, and it's just been a, it's been a good run. So I do the blues and, yeah, and my wife does pretty much everything else. Works out great for me.
It's cool. A lot, you know, a lot of jobs lend themselves to other, to music careers as well. You know, so it's interesting. You know, I do a lot of interviews and I meet people all the time. And, you know, I have a day job too, and I'm out on the road doing road service for people. And you meet a lot of people, you know, that.
Okay.
That,
absolutely.
So,
well, that, you know, that's funny. That lends itself to the jam, okay, to any jam anywhere, okay? But it's amazing the different walks of life that you have that come walking in. You know, there's a fellow that plays harmonica that's a thoracic surgeon. Okay, you know, and then there's other guys in the set with them. You know, thoracic surgeon playing with, you know, guy might be a truck driver, guy might be a an aluminum siding guy. You know, but it's just fascinating to see them all meld and come together. And you know, it's not the doctor anymore, it's not the aluminum siding guy anymore. It's just simply the player, the musician, and it's great to watch.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, so tell us. This basically the schedule of the blues jam and what people would expect when they go there and when they should be there and so on.
And, oh, sure. Okay. We put the sign up sheet out around 7 o'clock, and you know, we're pretty informal about it. You know, so most of the time somebody reminds us to put the the sign in sheet out around 7 o'clock. But we put it out, and you know, folks come in, wander around, have a couple of drinks. You know, start conversing and everything else. And at about 8 o'clock, the house band will take us out. And they generally will do just the house band and a couple of key players with them. For instance, you know, we have a fellow named Bob Ardito on the keys, who's just a phenomenal keys player. And that's my dog yapping in the back. Sorry about that. You know, we're just a phenomenal keys player. We have Lore Constantine, who comes in and plays the keys, too. And, you know, they're just as much a part of the house band without being in the house band as, you know, as Larry, Tim, and Russ are. And Larry being Larry Baltimore, and a.k.a. Larry Mueller, really known as, and Russ Massimino, our drummer. You know, these are just phenomenal people, but they'll take them out for about 20 minutes. And I just lay it out there and set a tone for the night. And then we start bringing the players up. And the, you know, the players can come up if they want to come in as a band. You know, where they still get the same three songs, 15 minutes. We don't. That's the one thing we don't do. We don't play favorites when someone comes in, and you know, because that will ruin the integrity of the jam, and it'll ruin the experience for the player. You know, to do that. So we bring the people in, and you know, Larry Baltimore actually sets the, you know, sets the stage, sets the sets up, and. Yeah, and what'll happen is a guy will come in, he's a guitarist, and you know, we'll marry him up with a drummer, unless he wants the house drummer, and so on and so forth. But everybody will get their three songs in their 15 minutes. You know, some nights we'll go till 12:30, 1 o'clock if we have to, and but we do it. And but the tone of the tone and the schedule are, you know, about every 20 minutes we have a new set knocking off. Yeah, you know, you have, you know, like I said, the three songs are 15, and most of the sets go 15, 16 minutes. And then we roll right into, you know, the next set once they get there. And, you know, we do ask that everybody, you know, take a few minutes to, when they know they're coming up next, because they know they're the next set. You know, set your tune or get yourself set up so that all you really have to do is plug and do a little bit of fine-tuning, and we're off to the races.
Do you find a lot of young folks getting into the craft?
More and more. Now, yeah. Like I said, we have that young fellow, John Hay. This kid is just a phenomenal player. You know, like I said, he does Roy Buchanan. He does them all, okay? And, I mean, this kid's idea of fun in the summertime is to go down to his basement at home and just play 5 or 6 hours of blues. And this kid is married to the blues. There's another young lady running around. She's going to be a sophomore in college out in Chicago this year. again, but you know, and she's out of Pennsylvania, but she is Radka Kasparkovic. This is a, you know, a tremendous young. I think she's 18, maybe just turning 19 right now. You know, but there is a tremendous interest in music from the young people, and they like to come out. And that, by the way, is the only time that we bend our rules on who plays. When we know we have a young person coming out, and we won't let him in without the parents. I mean, you just can't come in. You know, parents have to be with them because it is a bar. And but when they get up, we let them. They're going to play early. They got to go home. They got to go to school. You know, so we will bend the rules and push them up front. And that's something that we have never had a complaint about from any one of our players. They just love watching them develop. But young kids are out there.
Yep, that's good. So you know, passing down the craft. How does one follow you on Facebook? So how can one keep in touch with you? Can you give them Facebook and how they can?
Oh,
follow
sure. We
you
have the Facebook
Twitter
page. Maybe? You know, the Greenwood Blues Open Mic. Greenwood and Blues Open Mic is one page. We have the Greenwood Open Mic, another page. We have the Greenwood Inn, another page. You know, we're Facebooked like you wouldn't believe. We have an Instagram account. You know, which is the Greenwood Inn. So it's up there, and God bless them. We have a number of people that come in, and they'll take some of the, you know, some of the sets or some of the songs, and they'll put them up there. And even if you just go onto YouTube and do Greenwood Inn or Greenwood, you'll come up with a number of items that have been recorded over the years.
That's great. Okay.
Yeah. So it's kind of fun. It really is a good time.
Okay. Hey, Phil, thanks so much for being on with us. You know, I like to, you know, take the temperature and the pulse of the surrounding blues jams and open mics. And he gave us a nice little picture of the Pennsauken area. If you ever want to come on again, you're always welcome. If you know other folks that need to get the word out about live music on Main Street, you know, give them my number, and we'll bring them on as well. And you're always welcome back for an update. Keep in touch with us, too, okay?
I appreciate it. And anytime you find yourself in the South Jersey area, don't be a stranger.
You got it. Give the name of your place and the address one more time.
Sure. It's the Greenwood Inn, 4457 Marlton Pike. We're in Pennsauken, New Jersey. If you wanted to hit us on Facebook, I just gave you the information there. And the number would be area code 856-663-9868. Thank you so much, Al. I appreciate it.
Okay, Phil. You have a safe good evening and a safe evening.
Yep.
All right.
Pleasure being with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
Take care. Bye.
All right, everybody. So there we had it. Talked about the Greenwood Blues Open Blues Jam every Wednesday night at the Greenwood Inn in Pennsauken, New Jersey. So, well, we're gonna call it another wrap, get another show behind us, and we'll get back to doing the week's business of archiving and meeting new people and Facebooking and passing the word about live music on Main Street, which you have one probably. May not be named Main Street, but you know what I'm talking about. That's where all the music is around town, and it's all scattered, but still on Main Street. All right, so anyway. Get out and see some live music. Don't drink and drive. This is Al Fink over here at bnclive.com. And we invite you to come back with us. Let me run through the schedule one more time real quick. So the invitation for live music live BNC Live show schedule with interviews of people who do live music. We'll be back on the 14th. With Jim Moran and Steve Hester. Two different interviews starting at 8 p.m. a week from tonight. That's next Monday. Then don't miss the Twang Stock, live from the Twang Stock on 8/19. It's a special Saturday evening show with Marbles Mahoney and some of the other bands that'll be playing there. If you're listening now and you're running an open mic, we could probably give you 5 or 10 minutes. We still have some time left in the show. You want to call in, you can dial 917-889-9970 and talk with Al Fink and everybody listening. Tell them about your place. But anywho, all right, so that's what's kind of going on in the near future. Let's see, Rock Goddess is coming back. She'll be back here on the 28th, 8/28. 8 p.m. Remember the rock goddess, the diva of metal, Chicago Connection, Rockford, Illinois, all, a.k.a. all of the above. She'll be back. And then on the 24th, they're going to be with Billy Martin and Acoustic Martin and Company at Chickie and Pete's on Roosevelt Boulevard in Philly. Philly. Yeah, they're getting the old man out to a show. They're going to show me how they do it. And we'll either bring the show to you live, or it's going to be a very very close recorded and uploaded show for you. So that's kind of what's going on. That's kind of what's going on right here, over here at bnclive.com. Oh, yeah, on the 18th of September, the Detonators. All right, we have a whole bunch of shows, you know, open between the 28th, after the 28th of the month and early in September. So we're starting to fill them in. You want to get on the show, tell everybody about your place, about your band, about your whole thing about music and live music on Main Street. Plus, you know, perpetuate these open jams and the live music. All right, be safe. We're going to pull the plug now. Show is ending a little bit early, but that's okay. Got some good material here. We'll get this out on the archives. All right. See you soon. We'll be back with a live show again on the 14th. Don't miss us. Al Fink, bnclive.com. Good night.